This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are joined once again from Combat Speed LLC by Super Dave Harrington. How is the rehab coming along?
Really well, Mr. Bill. I'm building up my endurance for staying on my feet for, you know, longer periods of time. I'm doing well. It's going really well. I'm ahead of the healing power curve. I just got to, you know, suck it up and drive on.
Understood. I understand. So I took the SIGs out to the range, and I have achieved the one thing that eluded me with Glock, which is hits wherever I won't put the sights.
Okay.
I kind of thought that was a pretty important thing to have. Are there people out there that shoot low left that carry the gun anyway, and they're like, well, I just sort of shifted a little higher and a little to the right?
I don't know. I don't know anybody like that that'll let something like that go.
Yeah.
Normally, you know, as far as the Glocks go, you know, the first thing that gets swapped out are the sights.
Right.
Now, it's kind of sad, too, because the standard sights on the Glock are very well regulated. They'll hit point of impact. But, again, where the gun hits is a function of how you lock the gun up and how you see the sights. You follow me? But from a mechanical standpoint, the sights are regulated very well. And, however, you know, Mr. Bill Rogers swears all Glocks shoot left. So one of the first things he does with Glocks he shoots is drift the rear sight a little right, which is fine because that works for him. It really depends. You know, I'm not trying to outline or zing any one firearms manufacturer.
Sure.
What I'm speaking to is the one thing that you shouldn't ever blow off, regardless of the make, model, or type of firearm you have. You need to make sure that it hits to the sights at whatever prescribed, you know, zero distance that works for practical accuracy across the trajectory of the caliber that you're firing. Did you stay with me on that?
I did.
All right, cool, because it's one of those things that, well, I'll give you an example. First thing generally that people want to do, having bought their first gun, is fire it. And there's nothing wrong with that at all, man. I've done it many times and still do it. However, for an entry-level person that doesn't know that much about the mechanics of shooting, generally what you'll find is, you know, today, due to advances in technology and CNC and all that, handguns and ammunition are more accurate than they ever have been because of, you know, quality control checks, stuff like that. You just don't have the kind of problems. I don't see the kind of problems you used to have back in the day, you know, mid to late 80s, early 90s, that, you know, you used to have. The thing about it is, the first thing people want to do, because they don't know that much about the mechanics of shooting, and the flip side is they don't shoot very well, the first thing they generally want to do with a new gun, having shot it a little bit, is adjust the sights because they can't hit with it.
Right.
That's out. You don't fall into that trap. Shoot the gun enough until you clean up your technique and find out where the gun actually hits. If the manufacturer didn't tell you at what distance the sights were regulated at in the packaging material that you bought it with, shoot the gun long enough and well enough until you know where the gun hits. But another variable in respect of what we're talking about is, what bullet weight are you firing? If you're one of these guys that likes, light, fast bullets like me, I shoot predominantly 115 grain, fast loaded 115 grain, 1,300 feet per second. Shoots like a laser beam.
Right.
The thing about it is, I know where my pistol hits with that ammo. Were I to put 147 grain 9mm, it's not going to hit to the same place, and I didn't do anything to the gun or the sights. It's simply because firing a different bullet weight at a different, much heavier bullet at a slower velocity is going to change its point of impact at whatever prescribed distance. You with me?
I am.
It's kind of a one-on-one or one over the world on basic ballistic stuff. But there are, variables that you have to take into consideration. The thing about it is, I will say this about SIG comparative to the Glock. And I'm just stating facts. No harm, no foul.
Yep.
The SIG P320 series of pistols today, out of the box, I would have to say, are more mechanically accurate than the Glocks. And the only reason I would hazard a guess as to why is just simply the cumulative effect of the design and function of the pistols. They're two totally different pistols. And, the P320, primary advantage to its accuracy over the Glock is its trigger. It has a much cleaner trigger. A Glock trigger is always going to be a Glock trigger. That's fine. And I choose to fire Glocks over SIGs for several reasons that are completely non-accuracy related. As a matter of fact, back in the day when this was before, I can't remember exactly when, but it was certainly before the, I can't say that. It may have been during the pistol trials. I had received a P320 from SIG to T&E. And what I did for a T&E, I wouldn't recommend to anyone else.
Well, I tell you what, coming up on the first break, I want to hear about the T&E when we get back. I want you to be able to tell me this in its entirety, because this will be quite educational for me. And one thing we're going to talk about while David is on the show with us this hour is he's going to describe for you and for me, what is combat speed? Just because that's what I'm working towards. I'm working towards combat speed. You can find Dave. His website, which is a work in progress, is called combatspeed.com. And if you just want to check up on Dave and see how Dave is doing, check out his rehabilitation, check out the latest guitar riff, check him out on Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and he was about to tell me about this torture test he put a SIG P320 through. I want to hear about this.
Actually, man, it was more of a torture test on me. It was an end-user test and evaluation.
Okay.
I received the pistol. I basically test-fired it, slashed, grouped it out, found out, you know, where it hit. And that was the extent of having fired it. Then, you know, I had, in anticipation of the T&E, I'd already put the necessary gun gear together. So I had everything ready to rock, and my T&E consisted of using the pistol at a local USPSA match. You know, just basically go hot, relax, do the best I can, and evaluate the pistol's shootability, you know, over the course of the match. And it went extremely well. I did not have any problems. The location and function of the controls were spot on. You know, of course, you know, accuracy was, you know, well above what one could expect firing at speed, you know, during the course of an event like that. No issues. And that was it. I was very impressed with the pistol itself. I've not had any interaction with the smaller compact versions, but I wouldn't, you know, hazard a guess that there would be that. It wouldn't be that big of a stretch to get dialed in on. You know what I mean?
Well, they make.
You're already familiar running a P320.
Right. They make one called the a carry size, which is the exact configuration of the Glock 45.
Right.
Which is a pretty nice setup. I presume the one you carried, you got, was a full size one?
Yes.
Was this before or after they had to do all the recalls?
Shortly before.
See, I thought those guns were fine.
As a matter of fact, the pistol that I had, I did send back, have corrected, and, you know, no big deal. No harm, no foul. Any pistol that's been, you know, brought under scrutiny, there's going to be, you know, a growing pains would be the best way to describe it. And that was one of them for the SIG P320.
Right.
Fortunately, you know, yeah, I believe there may have been an injury or two, but no deaths involved. So no harm, no foul. What else you got?
Well, I mean, with the shooting you've done with that, and I'm just curious about this simply because I don't see myself moving off of this platform anytime soon. I don't know what it would take to move me off of this platform now. Do you ever see going to that from Glock, or are you satisfied where you're at?
No, I'm satisfied where I'm at. Right now, I'm pretty much locked into, I'm on a war footing. All my kit and equipment's addressed, task organized, ready to rock. Anybody shows up on my little slice of America, well, we'll just have to see what happens.
Now, are you on a? Do you stay on a war footing, or is that something that you don't?
In some respects, I do.
Yeah.
Mentally, I'm pretty much on a war footing at all times mentally. But as far as, you know, my kit and equipment and stuff like that, I keep it, you know, in order.
Now, what's the difference between training, having your equipment set up for training versus having your equipment set up for war?
I see no difference. my, you know, I fight as I train, or train as I fight.
Gotcha.
Fight as you train. But there's no, I don't have training guns versus work guns. I don't have competition guns versus work guns. I have guns, and they're everything guns. And I use them consistently for all purposes until I no longer have confidence in its reliability, durability, or its mechanical condition based on the number of rounds, you know, I put through them. And when I reach that point, I get rid of it and buy a new gun, which is generally the identical one I just shot out and
right.
got rid of or used it up. That's how I operate. Now, from a standpoint of shooting competitively or any, you know, other shooting discipline that has specific kit and equipment requirements, my absolute baseline pistol rig will satisfy those requirements, so nothing changes. You see what I mean?
I do.
So, pretty much, you know, Glock is my preference. There's nothing, the only thing that would pique my interest in pursuing would be like high cap 1911 9mm, something along those lines.
Ah, FBI, okay.
Something like
okay.
that.
Gotcha.
But I mean, now you're talking, look at the reality of that.
Well, hang on, now hang on for me. You can tell me the reality of that when we get back. You can tell me the reality of that when we get back. Super Dave, of course, Super Dave runs Combat Speed LLC, which he's been down and rehabilitating due to injuries and surgeries, and he's on the mend. He's on the comeback trail. And additionally, of course, if you want to check him out, you can go to Facebook. He plays a mean guitar. Go check that out on Facebook. Look for Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Johns Hopkins University says the coronavirus death toll in the United States is just over 400,000 people. That's far and away the most in the world, with Brazil sitting second at just over 210,000 deaths. The United States also leading the way with more than 24 million cases. Arizona is leading the nation in new confirmed cases of COVID-19. Dr. Richard Gray of the Mayo Clinic telling Fox News hospital workers are at their limits.
In this 23rd mile, they're on an uphill climb. So it's exhausting. And it's not just exhausting physically and having to care for so many patients. It is exhausting emotionally.
President Trump expected to spend his last full day in office issuing a slew of pardons and commutations. You're listening to USA Radio News. The State Department is formally accusing China of committing genocide against Uyghurs and other Muslim minority groups. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the decision on Tuesday, which is the strongest denunciation by any government against China.
The Chinese Communist Party has committed these crimes against humanity, is continuing to try and deny these people, not just the Uyghur Muslims, but other faiths as well, the simple capacity to continue to exist.
Pompeo saying the use of internment camps and forced sterilization practices are two ways Beijing is trying to destroy the Uyghur population. President-elect Joe Biden set to deliver remarks Tuesday night to honor victims of the coronavirus on the eve of his inauguration. He will be joined by Vice President-elect Kamala Harris as they address the nation at the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool. Biden spending the night across the street from the White House before he's officially sworn in as the 46th president tomorrow. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. When you're driving towards or trying to teach someone combat speed,
right,
is this a technique? Is this a philosophy? What is combat speed?
Okay, real quick, bro. I'll get into that, but I'm going to finish that last piece.
Yes, sir.
The reality of driving a Glock versus like an STI, you're talking about a $600 handgun versus a $2,500 handgun.
Yep.
And the requisite support mechanisms and blah, blah, blah. So, anyway. Combat speed. Okay, a little background on combat speed. First of all, you have to understand what combat marksmanship is, because that's ultimately what you want to achieve, is combat marksmanship ability. Combat marksmanship ability is reflected by an individual's ability to deliver fast, accurate, and lethal fire on the enemy without hesitation in adverse conditions within the rules of engagement. Now, that's a lot of moving parts. It doesn't just, you don't just up and, you know, become Johnny Gunfighter in, you know, 3 or 4 days. It takes time, energy, resources, commitment. A lot of things go into that. Now, looking at combat marksmanship for what it is, how well can you, here's what I consider combat speed to be. One, where are you at as an individual? What is your level of dedication, commitment to the task at hand? Where is your mental ability to collect only the information that you need to have, process it, make a decision, and act in a combat environment? How well do you interact with the environment and actively solve problems that are presented to you? You with me?
I do. I am.
So therefore, you, even at your best, combat speed is that speed in which you can process the information, make a decision, and act on it in support of delivering fast, accurate, and lethal fire on the enemy without hesitation in adverse conditions within the rules of engagement. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of thinking going on.
Right.
And you need to do it at speed. Judgment weighs heavy. Your judgment, you know, the decisions you make and the actions you take are based on, you know, your knowledge and experience in dealing with that type of environment. And the fact of the matter is, there is no making sense out of combat anyway. You can do the right thing at the right time every time and get whacked anyway.
Right.
It's actually kind of comical, dude, because from time to time during a program, when I have to hit on the more serious points of interest in respect to psychological conditioning and psychological preparation for the taking of human life, you know, every once in a while you'll see some cat in the pile. He'll get a little goggle-eyed, and the indicator is he's never really even thought about that part of it. You know what I mean? Wait a minute. I can get killed doing this?
Yep.
No, thank you. But, you know, that's kind of rare based on the loops I run in, but you see it from time to time. You know, people get enamored with the environment and the, you know, just the cool, just the flat out cool of, you know, being a gunfighter, and kind of have a tendency to forget they can get killed doing it. It's kind of comical. But anyway, that was on a lighter note. I was just trying to lighten it up a little bit. What else you got?
That's that dark military humor coming out right there.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, no matter how good you are, you can still get killed.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Nobody gets out of life alive anyway.
And now, when you see some of these guys with some of these holsters, when I'm thinking about combat speed and all this other stuff, yeah. I'm going to presume every little bit of your kit, every little bit of your setup is going to play into combat speed. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
combat speed can only be described as, you know, the sum of all your moving parts and how well you'll be able to operate. You know, if you're capable of operating at combat speed, then evidently you're capable enough to survive it.
You know, so what about all these guys I see with these various dropping holsters and drop leg holsters and all that other stuff? When I was carrying a 45 in the military, I wore a chest rig.
Right.
The old tanker's rig.
Right. I get it. Well, the bottom line is, you know, leg holsters are cool. You know, they used to satisfy a requirement. The work requirement was that you could adjust your holster low enough off the belt so your armor of the day did not interfere with the draw stroke or drawing the pistol from the holster or mounting the gun from the holster. right? And you've got that mental comparison of the old West gunfighter, you know, like the lower you wear the blaster on your leg,
right,
the cooler you are. And that's about it, because the lower the pistol is on your leg, the more extended you have to execute with your arm. There's a lot of problems with wearing, you know, the pistol too low in that gunslinger fashion. And it's a learning curve, man. It's kind of a amateur indicator. You know, some cat wearing his pistol, you know, on the outside of his knee, there's a problem with that.
Right.
You know, that gets addressed. But, yes, in respect to your question about your kit and equipment, I have my kit and equipment is mapped out based on my physicality, the length of my arms, legs, the length of my torso,
right,
waist size, chest size, you name it. I've got everything, you know, I spec it out. I work with it enough to know, you know, where it needs to be on my body, body position, body placement, tension, you know.
Hang on for me. Hang on for me. We're going to the next break. We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
This is the home of the binary trigger, the Salus line, the militia line, Providence, Reformation. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. So as I go forward, what are some things that I should work on with these SIGs? If I was there in front of you, and you were saying, okay, let's start from here, let's start on this drill and that drill, what would you have me doing in order to develop combat speed?
Wow. All of it. Man, that was a pretty big bite you just took.
Well, I mean, we got 10 minutes. Chew as much as you can.
Thing about it is, man, is combat speed. You rapidly analyze, decide, and act. It's almost, back in the day, the way I used to describe it is vision, decision, and action. You see something, you make a decision, and you act. You know, and understand, sometimes the decision to do nothing is an action.
Right.
You get it?
I do.
But where are you at mentally? What do you know and understand about your job? What level of confidence do you have in your training and practice? It's not just you. You know, fighting with guns is a team effort. So where are your fire team maneuver, you know, where are your skills in respect of, you know, fire team, you know, fire maneuver? There's so many things that get wrapped up into combat speed or how, you know, you break it down. That's why I always come back to the simple fact that combat speed is the speed in which you can deliver fast, accurate, and lethal fire on the enemy without hesitation in adverse conditions within the rules of engagement. Now, if you break out that definition of combat marksmanship, what's got to happen? You not only have to possess critical marksmanship skills, but combat marksmanship skills. And what I mean by that is you have to know what precision firing is for surgical shot placement when circumstances require that. And you also need to possess, you know, the understand the mechanics of combat shooting where you can take advantage of time and distance to, you know, and turn it to your advantage because you're better educated, you know more, you're better prepared than your enemy. So therefore, anything that you want to pinpoint or specifically identify as any one particular skill set or combination of skill sets that's going to allow you to satisfy the requirements of combat marksmanship, which is sound for combat on all levels. If it's a one-on-one gig, still combat. If it's a fire team and maneuver thing, still combat. Doesn't matter really what the size of the element is. You know, the size of the elements generally going to determine what type of weapons are armed with and, you know, type of troops, mission equipment, time, troops available. There's so many different formulas out there for, you know, getting yourself mentally and physically organized for combat. It really depends on how well you want to be prepared based on your analysis of your operating environment. You see what I mean?
I do.
So, you know, what is your environment? What is, are you a concealed carrier? Or does your work require the use of a firearm as part of your duties and responsibilities? Are you former, you know, military? You know, just what is it that you want to be ready for? And make sure that you identify your goals. And if you're not that experienced or if, you know, fighting with guns is like not your primary gig, make sure that you do your homework. Vet, if you're looking at going to a specific personality for training of a specific type, make sure you vet that individual and, you know, their creds are legit, but more so than their creds being legit, what's their rep on their ability to perform well and lead by example, you know, be able to explain, demonstrate and perform, you know, the task that you're trying to learn from them. There's a lot of moving parts.
Well, I'm just looking for a couple of pistol drills. I know the moving parts.
I can hook you up with some exercises, man.
Yeah.
First thing you need to do is get up to speed on 25-yard bullseyes, man. Strict marksmanship exercise and try to go 10 for 10 X-ring for 100 points. That's the goal. And work on it because here's the deal. Basically, if circumstances, let's just say you were involved in the combat environment for a moment and the circumstances required you to deliver a headshot. Well, do you have the skill to do that? And let me put something into perspective for you. You know, if you're one of these cats that dig on, you know, shooting large targets at close distance real fast all the time,
understand, that's cool, but that's going to be the limit of your abilities. Shoot a large target real fast at close range.
I think Steve Fisher calls those guys five-yard snipers.
Dig it. I dig it. Now, check this out. You got to be well-rounded, man. You got to be able to deliver the mail no matter what the circumstances are. You need to be prepared. But dig this. Nobody stands in the open. You know, the majority of people, you know, stand, you know, on the in the open on their own 2 feet, as comfortable as possible. You know, full silhouette targets, blah, blah, blah. You should focus. If you don't work on strict marksmanship grouping exercises, you're not going to be able to fight well, because pretty much everybody uses cover and concealment. And at best, even if somebody is working a piece of cover legitimately well, they're still going to expose part of their head. You can't prevent it. You have to see. It's how our eyes are plugged into our head. You're going to expose your head in order to see. Get it?
I do.
Well, if you're not, if you haven't conditioned yourself to hit a small target at X distance under no pressure, how are you going to be able to do it all of a sudden under pressure when someone's trying to kill you?
I was doing that shooting at a I was shooting at a baseball size plate at 15 yards, trying to hit that, and I started hitting that after
ball
I took
hardball.
It's a hardball. We're running out of time though. We'll have to follow this talk up next week. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bell. Take care.
Always. Combat Speed LLC, Dave Harrington. Coming up next is going to be writer and podcaster Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.